This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وبعد يروي الإمام أبو داود في سننه بسند حسن عن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه. So the hadith tonight in collection Imam Abu Dawood, I was going to continue the hadith of last night, but I'm do that tomorrow on Thursday, and tonight will be a little bit different. Still within the theme of appreciation of Hajj, obviously, we're still in that until Eid. Amr ibn Shu'aib, this is his name. His name is, just so I understand, this is a known, the muhaddithin know this issue, and they have a difference of opinion on a hadith narrated by this, within this chain. So Amr ibn Shu'aib ibn Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, right? So Amr ibn Shu'aib, he narrates from his father, who is Shu'aib ibn Muhammad, right? Who usually narrates from his grandfather, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. And the muhaddithin always have an issue with the strength of the narration of Shu'aib from his grandfather, because he was young during his time. So they always, some scholars see his hadith to be authentic, some of them see them to be reasonable, some of them see them to be weak, and they judge that based on when he narrated it, like how old was he when he actually told the narration. This one here is one of the authentic ones, or reasonable ones, because of the timing. So Amr ibn Shu'aib is narrated from his father, Shu'aib ibn Muhammad, something about his grandfather, which is, I'm going to tell you, which is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, the great Sahabi who learned a lot from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is, you've heard me narrate this hadith before. And if you're like listening to it and in your mind, khalas, the sheikh is run out of things to say and you're going to pray somewhere else, feel free. I absolutely love this hadith, one of my favorite. I literally wait for Hajj time because it gives me a reason to narrate it again. Like I wait every year, and when Hajj, I have to insert it. I have to tell it because I absolutely adore it. And just something about it is just very sentimental. You'll understand what I mean in a moment. قَالَ طُفْتُ مَعَ جَدِّي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ عَمْرٍ فَلَمَّا جِئْنَا دُبُرَ الْكَعْبَةِ قُلْتُ أَلَا تَتَعَوَّذْ قَالَ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ قُولُ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ Yeah. So this hadith is still without the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's Hajj, because Abdullah ibn Amr is going to tell us something about it. But it begins by his grandson, Shu'aib ibn Muhammad, saying, I did tawaf with my grandfather. And when we were doing tawaf, he went behind the Kaaba, right? The front of the Kaaba being where the Hajar al-Aswad is, all right? That's how we kind of look at it. So behind the Kaaba, I told to my grandfather, as a grandson being a smart act, just saying, why don't you make ta'awud? Why don't you do isti'adha? Isti'adha is seeking for protection in Allah from something. He's a grandson, he wants to say something smart to his grandfather and seem intelligent. So he said this to his grandfather. So his grandfather said, Na'udhu billahi minan nar, we seek refuge in Allah from the hellfire. Qala, and here's the point of the hadith. Qala, thumma mada, fastalam al-hajar. And he goes and he, istalam al-hajar, he goes to the hajar al-aswad, to the black rock. And he puts his hand on it and he kisses it. Qala, fa'aqama bayna al-rukni wal-bab. So if you go to the Kaaba, and on Saturday when we do the journey of Hajj, and I'll show you some of the pictures of the Kaaba, between the Hajar al-Aswad and between the door of the Kaaba, it's not very wide, there's a little piece. It's called al-Multazam, right? And the reason it's called the Multazam is because of the story I'm going to tell you now, as far as we can tell. There are other reasons or there's other opinions of why it's called that, but this is why I think it's called that. قَالْ فَأَقَامَ بَيْنَ الرُّكْنِ وَالْبَابِ He stood there. فَوَضَعَ وَجْهَهُ وَصَدْرَهُ وَذِرَاعَيْهِ وَكَفَّيْهِ هَكَذَا وَبَسَطَهَا بَسْطًا So he went to the area between the door and the rukn, and he stuck his chest and his face, and he puts his arms up like this, and he puts his hands. وَبَسَطَهَا بَسْطًا He opened them up. قَالَ ثُمَّ قَالَ Then his grandfather looked at him and said, هَكَذَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَفْعَلُهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم اجمعين This is what I saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam do. I want you to imagine the Prophet. Forget about that. Imagine the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When did he see this? Abdullah ibn Amr was too young for him to see this. He saw this during Hajjat al-Wada'. There was no other time for Abdullah ibn Amr to see this happen, because he wasn't around in Mecca in the early years. And he wasn't there for Umrah al-Hudaybiyah. He was only there for Hajjat al-Wada'. That's when he was there. So there's no possibility of Abdullah ibn Amr seeing this from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, except when he did either tawaf al-ifada or tawaf al-wada'. There's no other possibility. So I want you to imagine the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
in his hajj, in his final hajj, in his farewell hajj, when he does his tawaf, he comes to the hajr, he salam al-hajr, and then he just puts his face and his, he just goes like, he just sticks his face and his body to it. قَالَ يَبْكِي صَلَى اللَّهِ سَلَّمْ, making dua, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I imagine this, it's just the most beautiful thing I can ever imagine. It's just, like, it's so poetic, yeah? And it's just so majestic to imagine the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam just in a moment of true humbleness, true khushu', true closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone who knows that this is the last time he will see the Kaaba, someone who knows that within a couple of months he will leave this world, he just goes and just sticks his whole body. You know, it's an expression of just complete loss of sense of self for a moment. Right? Because this is something a child would do. Like when your kid is upset, he just comes and just throws they throw this full body on you. Like that's how they do it. And after a while, when they get older, you start getting, you let them fall splat. You just step away and let them get up. What is this? This is ridiculous. When they're a year or something, you let them do it. And this is the action. The Prophet ﷺ is going to the Kaaba and just applying himself in a way of just this feeling of loss and this feeling of need. Yeah, this feeling of iftiqar, that I am nothing and I have nothing without you. Jalla Jalalullah Subhanallah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Ajma'in. And I just, that image of him doing it, alayhi salatu wasalam, is just to me one of the most beautiful things you can imagine. And Abdullah ibn Amr taught us by just saying, this is what he did. And whenever you go to Umrah, and if you go at a time when it's not too busy and you're able to do it, just do it, and you'll understand why. Understand that there's that feeling inside each and every one of us that we are children deep inside, and He is our Lord, and we have no one else to throw our pain and our agony and our fear and our sense of just insecurity and uncertainty except upon Him, Subhanahu wa Taala. And this was him, alayhi salatu wasalam, doing that physically, because he did it spiritually all his life. But just for a moment, it's just the spiritual and the physical, they just kind of clicked and came together in a moment of just extreme beauty and profoundness. يروي الإمام أبو داود في سننه بسند حسن عن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه قال طفت مع جدي عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص فلما جئنا دبر الكعبة قلت ألا تتعوذ قال نعوذ بالله من النار ثم مضى حتى استلم الحجر فأقام بين الركن والباب فوضع وجهه وصدره وذراعيه وكفيه هكذا وبسطها بسطا ثم قال لي هكذا رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، لا إله إلا أنت، أتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على